You know, a lot of people couldn't understand. Jink Jones had trouble when I left the Tribune. Little did we know afternoon papers would go away. But he told me once, and I told Helen, I said, there'll always be a place for you on the Tulsa Tribune. And it made her mad. And she said, and she's German, we'll show him. He really liked Helen. And one of my favorite stories, one of his, Jink and Lloyd Jones's best friends was Oral Roberts. He came down and he talked to the staff and the executive staff at the Tribune. And then, of course, I was associate editor and I was invited to the cocktail parties and at the Tulsa Club and down in. And at one time, Jink was having it at his home. And I whispered to Helen, I said, look, Oral's drinking chocolate milk. And then he walked away. And the bartender said, chocolate milk to Brandy Alexander. Oh, Oral wasn't beyond in that tragic what that kid and his wife did to that university. But Green, the billionaire.
David Green.
God bless him. I hope you do him.
I have him.
Oh, jeez. He's one of my heroes. He's one of my heroes, really and truly, because he saved a great university. Do you know that they were the first university in Oklahoma, and I did a story on this at the time, to have carols? If you missed a class, you could walk in this carol, sit down at the computer, call it up, put the earphones on, and take your notes. They were the first.
Hmm.
And do you know they wouldn't hire anybody less than a master's degree to teach there at ORU? Oh, it's a great, that kid and his wife.
His son, Reed. Richard.
Reed.
So were you a fan of Oral along?
Yes, all along. I'd never met him until I became associate editor. And Jink periodically would have him in and meet. How's the university going? Let me tell you what he did. Oral Roberts, the real Oral Roberts, when he opened that university, the first thing he did was give 52 points or better black African Americans a scholarship to ORU. Mm-hmm. Is that beautiful? Mm-hmm. That's what religion is all about. It's not about, look, I'm holy, I'm at church, I'm at mass. Jeez. It's really all about helping people.
But Oral had his detractors because he had his style of raising money and all that.
He got crazy. The little friend of mine was a PR guy, and he said he took me to lunch one day at Dolores's, and he said, really, that prayer tower, taking the letters up in the prayer tower, that's my idea. And he said, boy, that hospital backfired full time. And he gave the law school to Jerry Falwell. Mm-hmm.